There is one final stage in the TTM called termination. In this stage, there is zero temptation to relapse and total confidence. The new behavior has become a habit and pretty automatic. People reach termination once they've maintained the behavior change for 5 years or more. For example, people who take certain regular medications for a chronic condition may reach termination. Perhaps they take their medications at the same time and same place each day. Their behavior has become automatic, and they have total confidence that they can continue to keep it up. In a similar way, the behaviors like brushing your teeth are automatic. Counselors and coaches rarely need to intervene with people in the termination stage, and for this reason, we will not be talking much about termination during this training. Unfortunately, not everyone can reach termination with every behavior. Again, for many people, staying in maintenance is a lifelong struggle. This is why it's important that the trans-theoretical model and our interventions involve three other constructs, and not just stage of change. Consider a person who has joined a smoking cessation program and stopped smoking, but is not fully committed to all their action steps. It would seem like he'd be put in the action stage, but that isn't where he really should be. As a counselor, it's important to incorporate other stage-matched constructs of the TTM when working with clients. For example, you could tell this particular person that it's great that he's in the action stage and stopped smoking, but his pros or self-efficacy aren't high enough, or he isn't using particular stage-matched processes enough. You can find out where his weak spots are and address them. Later in this training, we'll begin to talk about specific messages you can give clients in different stages of change.